The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaVerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Lathrop Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
From atop the perch at Chip Canyon 85 Arena, we welcome you to this contest between the Middlebury Panthers and the Oswego State Lakers. It's showtime here in the final game of the Middlebury Holiday Classic, and Middlebury not fortunate to be playing in it because, Bruce, they played so well with a 4-0 victory yesterday over the Purple Knights of St. Mike's. Their best game, without a doubt, of this young season.
Yeah, absolutely, Jason. First of all, good afternoon, and happy to be here at the Chip Canyon 85 Arena for the championship game in the 2017 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. And I don't think you could have opened the show any better than by saying what you did. It was by far Middlebury's best game of the season. A 4-0, 60-minute domination of St. Michael's College.
And the thing we talked about was not playing them tough in the first period. We knew that Middlebury was capable of that. If you look at the first period of yesterday, nothing after the first period. Middlebury was playing right with St. Mike's, where they exploded the second and third periods. Actually, the first time they scored second period goals was yesterday. 2-7 on the year. And they're going up against a tough, nationally ranked Oswego State Lakers team who's 9-1-1 on the year, ranked 2 or 3, depending on whether you look at the USCHO standings or whether you look at D3Hockey.com. So they're a tough team. They've got this one cut out for them, so to speak. But we know that they're up to the task based on how well they played yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that Middlebury is going to have to do today is they're going to have to stay out of the penalty box, and they're also going to have to make sure that they play a very tight defensive game. This Oswego team, as you mentioned a moment ago, can score. They score about 4 goals a game, and they give up only 1.8. We'll talk more about that in a couple of minutes. But again, Middlebury played sound defense yesterday. Frank Cozzolito, David Bellucci with big, big games yesterday on both the score sheet and also doing some things that are not on the score sheet, and just a shutout win over the Purple Knights yesterday in the opening round of this tournament. And I think you're right, though. I think for Middlebury, they're going to have to play a very, very strong game today to try to take this one.
And one of the places where it starts has to be the goaltending with Stephen Klein. We saw him turn away all 31 shots yesterday, his second shutout of the year. If you remember, Middlebury's other win was a 2-0 win over Tufts, in which Stephen Klein got the shutout as well.
Yeah, he's played very well this year. And even though the Panthers haven't had a great start to the season prior to yesterday, he has really been one of the bright spots in the season. He's played very well. And even yesterday, there were some points in the game where things could have gone either way. And he made some big saves and helped the Panthers get the win.
And we'll talk about it later because we're about to take a break. But one of the things, Middlebury was just passing the puck so well. They were moving well, and they were setting each other up for plenty of good feeds. I remember one in particular on the near side. Vinny Jassani had one right there, and he wasn't able to put the biscuit in the basket, but it was just nice to see how well they were setting up each other and how well they were communicating out there, because good passing comes from communication and hours of practice, knowing where the guys are going to be.
Yeah, not only that, too. One of the things we discussed yesterday, Jason, was Middlebury did this without the player that I think is their best defenseman, number 2, Brendan Dawson. He was a scratch yesterday. He is also not in the lineup today. So the 6 defensemen, Eric Jeremiah, David Bellucci, Frank Cozzolito, Ryan Ash, Brett Dineen, and Jimmy McKee are going to have big games today. And as you mentioned, they played very, very well yesterday, keeping St. Michael's off the scoreboard. So we'll see if they can do it again today.
We'll come back with more. We're going to dive deeper into the matchup, including the last time these two teams faced each other, because while this is a big tournament, wait till you hear what they did when they faced each other last time. We'll get to that next. You're listening to the Middlebury College pregame show. It's Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
It's the big finish at Foster Motors in Middlebury, and we are making some great year-end deals. Just announced additional rebates on many models until the end of December. Foster Motors is giving employee pricing on all remaining 2017s in stock. Get a 2017 Ram Express Crew Cab with almost $12,000 in rebates and discounts. Do you own a business? Do you need a tax write-off by December 31st? If we don't have the vehicle you need, we will find it for you. Merry Christmas from all of us at Foster Motors, and remember...
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Martin's Hardware of Middlebury and Bristol is not just a hardware store. Take a stroll through the store and see for yourself. Besides hardware, you're going to find Christmas gifts for everyone. They have toys, kitchenware, coffee makers, toasters, and everything else for the kitchen. Food, treats for the dog, vacuum cleaners, cell phones with great plans, power tools, hand tools, novelty items, and the list is too big even for Santa. And don't forget, Martin's Hardware carries a great selection of lumber for the carpenter and the do-it-yourselfers. So why not check out the look of Christmas? Martin's Hardware, a family tradition.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes are online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here on the One Credit Union Radio Network, Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman here with you from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Set to bring you this contest between the 2-7 Middlebury College Panthers and the 9-1-1 Oswego State Lakers. Now, we mentioned the last two times these teams played each other. Wasn't for quite some time, Bruce. 2006 and 2007. But how about what was on the line there? The winner, the Division III national champion. Oswego coming out on the correct side of that one with a 4-3 victory in overtime, nonetheless. And you got to think that it's on the minds of the people here in the arena this afternoon.
Yeah, I would think so, too. I mean, anytime you play another team for the national championship, there is going to want to be some payback, and I'm sure Middlebury will want to bring that today. I'm sure Coach Neil Sinclair probably mentioned that in his pregame talk to the players, and if he didn't, I'm sure the captains of the team probably did. This is an Oswego Laker team that comes in here with some significant firepower. We'll talk more about the keys in a couple of minutes, but you and I were just talking off-air. Their leading scorer on this team, Josh Zisek, is their third-line center. So they've got some players on this team that can absolutely score. And so I think this is going to be a high-scoring game today, and hopefully Middlebury comes out on top.
And a player that I was looking at, and I was telling you about my stellar floor hockey career that lasted all of five gym periods.
Yeah.
I wasn't really a good scorer. I was the assist man. You want to know why? Because I was good at locating my teammates, or I just missed a lot of shots, and guys were there to put it back in. But a guy that I have my eye on is Max Novick. He's got no goals, but he's got 7 assists on the year. I really like to see, and I want to see more of this from Middlebury today, just setting up guys. And guys have to be in the right spot to be set up, though. It's not just a one-way street. The pass has to be there, yes, but the guys have to be in the correct spot. And one thing in particular, Middlebury did a good job of taking advantage of mistakes yesterday when they had a puck right in the middle of right in front of the net, and they were able to just slap it home because of a good pass and good awareness. Middlebury's coming off their best win of the year against a very good St. Mike's team, and they're playing probably the best team they've played all year, so it's a good time for it.
Yeah, absolutely, and the goal that you were just alluding to, Danny Tai, just Mr. Johnny on the spot, picking up a terrible turnover that was made right in front of the St. Michael's goal, and you just can't make turnovers like that. You just can't have that happen. That's the type of mistake that'll make coaches go crazy, but again, it happens, and Danny Tai was right there to make it 3-0 Middlebury yesterday on that goal. And again, as you said, Jason, this is going to be a game that is going to be a game of capitalizing on mistakes, and hopefully Middlebury would come out on the positive side of the ledger today in that department.
So let's go now. Just something else that I want to touch on. Another one of the key players, Mitch Herlihy for Oswego. 2 goals for him coming within 3 minutes of one another. 6 minutes gone by and 9 minutes gone by. Really let Oswego get out to an early lead. And it was an ugly game yesterday. I mean, they really took it to Newman. It could have been much worse. So they're poised to play today as well.
Yeah, and one of the comments that I had heard from some of the spectators of this game is it seemed that after it got to a certain point that the Oswego team actually started taking a little bit easy. They outshot Newman yesterday 54-18. That's a pretty significant amount of shots on goal. So we'll see what happens. I mean, again, as you mentioned, this Oswego team has some significant firepower, and we'll see what they were able to do with that. But again, you may have significant firepower, but if you hit a hot goaltender, and right now I think you'll have to agree with me that Stephen Klein is what you would consider a hot goaltender, you never know what can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. His save percentage just below 91%. And he's really had a great season, and it'll have to continue if Middlebury wants a chance to come out with the win. When we come back, we'll talk about the keys to the game. We're just 12 minutes away from puck drop. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey Pregame Show. It's the Middlebury Holiday Classic between Middlebury College Panthers and the Oswego State Lakers. You're listening to it on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Walk away from those higher interest credit card rates with Vermont Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum credit card. At Vermont Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get a low-rate credit card. Whether you're looking to transfer your high-balance credit card, build credit, or find a credit card that matches your purchasing needs and lifestyle, Vermont Federal Credit Union has a card for you. Plus, all of their credit cards have no annual fee and no balance transfer fee. If it's your first card, they'll work with you to help you build credit. Looking for reward options? Vermont Federal's Visa Platinum Reward credit card allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend to redeem for account credit, merchandise, travel, event tickets, and more. Or choose to donate your Visa Platinum Reward points to select local and national charities. You'll feel good about whatever decision you make. So step into the ultimate credit card for your lifestyle with some of the lowest rates around. Visit VermontFederal.org to get started and apply online today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here on the One Credit Union Radio Network, just 9 minutes away from the puck drop in the final game of the Middlebury Holiday Classic. St. Mike's coming out with a 4-2 win over Newman in the consolation game, but lucky for us, we get to see a game at 4 o'clock.
Absolutely. That means that it is the Middlebury College Panthers against the Oswego State Lakers in the championship game. And Jason, some of the keys that we've got this afternoon, we'll take a look at the keys for Oswego first. Three that we came up with. Number one, make it difficult for their goaltender. Make him have to make too many shots to make enough saves to win the game. As we mentioned, this is a team that has got significant firepower. Oswego, if they bring a lot of pressure on Stephen Klein, will he be able to make those saves like he did yesterday? Number two, play solid defensively like yesterday when they played Newman, allowing only two goals. That is the second key. And number three, score early. Yesterday, Mitchell Herlihy scored two goals 6 and 9 minutes in. Come out and blitz Middlebury and see if they can get on the board quickly, because until yesterday, Middlebury had not scored after the first period. But again, Middlebury played very well yesterday, so we'll see what they bring today.
Yeah, they were a different team there in that second period. The first time they scored goals in the second period was yesterday. They had scored just one goal in the third period besides that. And they were just a different team. They played a complete 60 minutes of hockey, and that's what it's going to take. But how about more specifically what it's going to take? Our keys for Middlebury, we've got three of them. Come out with the intensity. They came to play yesterday right from the first whistle. They need that type of effort if they want to play a close game against this touted Lakers team. Continue to look for sticks in passing lanes. One of the things we really harped on was the passing and getting the puck to the right position and putting it where players can make a play on the puck and whack it home. That's something that you did a great job on yesterday. All four of their goals were assisted goals, as is the case when you're feeding each other well and moving the puck around and putting players in a position where they're able to score. And our final key, and it's probably going to stay the same the rest of the year, to be honest, finish strong. Play a complete 60 minutes of hockey. Second and third periods have been troubling for Middlebury, like we said. Eight of their 13 goals have been in the first period. Yesterday, their first two goals scored in period two. It's not so much can they come out strong, it's can they finish strong.
Yeah, absolutely. Middlebury is going to have to come out and play like they did yesterday. Because I will say this, as much firepower as Oswego has, I think if Middlebury plays today like they did yesterday, I think they've got a very good chance to win this game. So we'll see how that shakes out.
One of the things that I'm looking at is to see if Vinny Giussani can step up just a little bit. Again, he had a couple of chances. He was on the doorstep a couple of times yesterday. But I want to see him score, because we know he was the Middlebury's leading scorer coming into this season. It's been a little bit quiet. I'd like to see a little bit more from him.
Well, he is a pure goal scorer. You're exactly right about that. And he was in a couple of areas yesterday where I thought he was going to bang it home. Didn't happen, but you're right. I think Coach Sinclair would like to see him get on the score sheet in a big way today. So,
and the other thing, again, we hate to harp on it, but one of the players that isn't playing is Brendan Dawson. Again, a healthy scratch once again.
Well, we don't know whether he's healthy or whether Coach Sinclair may be giving him a rest. Because, again, he is probably the team's best defenseman. And these are non-conference games. And, again, while you want to win, you also want to make sure that if you've got a nagging injury, you let that heal a little bit. Because you, again, are getting back into NESCAC conference play next week. So we'll see if the other defensemen that are in the lineup today will be able to step up, because they played very well yesterday.
Time now to go through the starters. We'll start first with the visiting Oswego State Lakers. It'll be Joseph Molinaro, number 19, the sophomore from Mississauga, Ontario. The left winger out there, flanked in the center by Cameron Berry, the junior from Chandler, Arizona. To his right, it'll be Mitchell Herlihy. Like we mentioned, two goals for him yesterday in a 6-2 win over Newman. Two defenders will be Carter Allen, number 2, and Christopher Brunn, number 24, from Stockholm, Sweden. The goalie will be Cedric Hansen. And we know, like you mentioned, just 1.8 goals allowed and a save percentage of 92.1.
kind of ironic if you think about it. But a very strong Oswego State Laker team. And now the starting lineups for our Middlebury College Panthers. Starting on defense, number 33, the freshman Eric Jeremiah from Hanover, Massachusetts. His partner on right defense, number 42, senior David Bellucci from Andover, Massachusetts. The forwards at left wing, number 43, freshman Charlie Lawrence from Wellesley, Massachusetts. He is flanked at center by number 9, sophomore Owen Powers from Cheshire, Connecticut. And at right wing, number 26, sophomore Mitch Allen from Clifton Park, New York. And in goal again today for the Middlebury College Panthers, Mr. Brickwall yesterday, number 31, senior Stephen Klein from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. He played a strong game yesterday in the shutout win that the Panthers had against St. Michael's College. And so, two teams getting ready to play in the championship game, Jason, and it should be a good one.
Yeah, it absolutely should. Just something else of note, Sel Narby of St. Michael's, one of the all-tournament players, as well as Chris Ortobody for Newman. We'll see who Middlebury's all-tournament players will be after we take a break for the national anthem on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. This year's Farmer's Almanac is calling for a cold, snowy winter, and we'd like to invite you to stop by the store and check out our full line of cold weather boots and clothing. We carry all the top name brands, including Lacrosse, Dainer, Irish Setter, High Tech, Dickies Workwear, 100% wool clothing, hats, gloves, and much more. So stop in and let our friendly staff help you find what you need to stay warm and happy this winter. Thank you and have a great day.
Martin's Hardware of Middlebury and Bristol is not just a hardware store. Take a stroll through the store and see for yourself. Besides hardware, you're going to find Christmas gifts for everyone. They have toys, kitchenware, coffee makers, toasters, and everything else for the kitchen. Food, treats for the dog, vacuum cleaners, cell phones with great plans, power tools, hand tools, novelty items, and the list is too big even for Santa. And don't forget, Martin's Hardware carries a great selection of lumber for the carpenter and the do-it-yourselfers. So why not check out the look of Christmas? Martin's Hardware, a family tradition.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Back here on 92.1 WVTK, Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman, as we get you set for this matchup between the Oswego State Lakers and the Middlebury College Panthers. Middlebury will be defending the goal to our left. They're in their traditional home white with blue numerals across the back, blue stripes across the back as well. Oswego in green with yellow and white stripes down the side of their jerseys. They'll be defending the goal to our right and will skate from right to left as we're set to bring you this matchup on the One Credit Union Radio Network. We've got 20 minutes of first period hockey, and we await the opening faceoff before we get going. Again, the intensity, Bruce, the thing that Middlebury needs to take out of the capsule, so to speak.
Well, I think you're 100% right about that, Jason. I think Middlebury's got to come out with the same intensity that they did yesterday. They played a terrific game, a full 60-minute game, and as we get ready to drop the puck here, I think we're going to see that again today from both teams, and hopefully Middlebury will come out on top.
It'll be Owen Powers and Cameron Berry, and the faceoff will be won by Middlebury. It's David Bellucci controlling in his own zone. Over to Powers, who takes it into the neutral zone and whacks it left. Coming away with it, Middlebury. Mitchell Allen whacks it along the boards and behind Oswego's net. Getting to it after a deflection was Charlie Lawrence. As the puck skates into neutral ice and controlled by Oswego, whacked along by Cameron Berry and taken by Middlebury behind their own net defensively. Bellucci whacks it off the sideboards and tries to clear but cannot. It's knocked away by Mitch Emerson of Oswego. Now Mitch Allen controlling. Cross-ice pass. Flipped ahead just in time for a change for Middlebury. Scoreless here 50 seconds in. Puck deflects off a stick. It'll be a stick save from Stephen Klein. With just 1 minute gone by here in the game. Another chance for Klein as we've got a whistle with 18:55 to play.
And so far in this game, Jason, both teams seemingly just feeling each other out a little bit.
It'll be a face-off to the left of Klein. In there it'll be Josh Zizek, who wins the face-off for Oswego against Vinny Gisani. Back out to the left point. Chance for Tyler Curry, who shuffles it in deep. Behind Middlebury's net, they come out with the puck. And Ryan Ash whacks it off the sideboards and now has it behind Oswego's net. Puck squirts loose and it goes over to Aaron Hufnagel. And Hufnagel gets the puck down in the Middlebury's defensive end with 18:20 to go first period. Puck will be shot down to Oswego's end again as Heinrich was in pursuit of Tanner Spink. Jump and chase for Oswego. They get to the puck in the form of David Ferrara and now lose it to Trevor Turnbull, who tries to fire it down to center avenue for Heinrich, but nobody was home. Tyson Bruce got it and has it in the left corner behind Middlebury's net, trying for the wraparound. As in pursuit was Jimmy McKee. Allen looking to get it back. Instead, a shot and a score from Oswego early on. It looked to be Tyson Bruce. Faked a pass behind him and just flicked it from the point.
Yeah, Bruce has a head of steam there. He went back behind Klein, went all the way around to the far corner, and sent a wrist shot from the top of the circles that eluded Klein. 17:38 left to go first period. Oswego on the board first. 1-0 Lakers.
And a droid shot from, again, who we believe to be Tyson Bruce. We'll check on that one and have the confirmation for you in just a second. Regardless, it's a 1-0 Laker lead. And they're threatening again with the puck is Cameron Berry behind Middlebury's net. Now losing it to a couple of Middlebury defenders. And a shot goes wide left of the Middlebury net. Back they come. Here is Allen. Now over to Powers behind the net, now into the left corner, back out to the point for Bellucci. Bellucci tries, and Powers tried the rebound and lost it off his stick. Mitchell Herlihy knocked it along, and it's Middlebury puck once again. Eric Jeremiah had it on his stick. Puck loose behind the Middlebury net, just trying to knock it away. And doing so is Ryan Ash. Oswego gets the puck back in their own offensive zone. Dumped down low to Mitch Emerson. ...16:27 to go first period. Oswego 1, Middlebury nothing. as Middlebury vying for control of the puck near the near side blue line, but taking it away is Allen of Oswego. Firing a shot that's deflected is Jesse Farabee.
And Jason, the official scoring on that first goal is scored by number 18, Tyson Bruce, the assist to number 2, Carter Allen, and number 14, Jody Sullivan. So Bruce from Allen and Sullivan, the goal coming at 2:22 of the first period, making it 1-0 Oswego.
Tyson Bruce's first goal of the year, had just one assist coming into the game. And what a laser it was from Tyson Bruce. With under 4 minutes gone by here in the first period, Oswego clinging to a 1-0 lead here in the Middlebury Holiday Classic. Coming away with it, Huffnagel. Whacks the puck along and gets it into the near side corner. Back out to the point, a shot up, deflected, will not get to Stephen Klein. As Campbell's shot goes way high. And taking the other way, here comes Middlebury. A dump by Jasani in time for a change for the Panthers. Getting to a Bellucci, he's got some space. He's going to fire a shot, hits off the right post. Trevor Turnbull, the rebound, no. Danny Tai has the puck loose, trying to get onto it. Turnbull again, and he scores off a rebound. Trevor Turnbull.
And that whole play set up by the hard work of David Bellucci, who came in, he pinched on the right side, getting into the Oswego zone, and they just refused to give up there. Great play by Bellucci, great play for Middlebury. The score is tied.
Not at one after that great goal, but the thing about that stuck out to me, Bruce, relentless pursuit of
and
the goal.
And hard work.
You're absolutely right. Danny Tai goes off the ice and gives way to Mitchell Allen with the faceoff won by Oswego. Ferreira feeding Tyson Bruce, who tries a second shot, and it's deflected by Klein. Puck caroms to the far corner and now powers full head of steam, skating with it into the Oswego State side of the ice, as Ferreira played it along. Another shot from Oswego, this one up high and taken by Jody Sullivan, but gloved by Stephen Klein. Close but no cigar.
And 14:34 left to play first period. The game tied at 1, and the official score, I was just listening to him over here, still waiting for the official call on that Middlebury goal, although shots on goal in the period for both teams, 3 right now.
And Turnbull does get credit for that goal. Ty and Bellucci get credit for the assist. It's coming back the other way. Oswego, they've got it near the net. And it's whacked away. Might have hit off a Middlebury stick. Regardless, Middlebury's still in trouble. Oswego with the puck behind Middlebury's net. Cross ice pass finds Kamil Tkachuk of Middlebury. It's a turnover. And Jasani takes a spill. There'll be a whistle for that.
Yeah, there'll be a penalty in Oswego there. That is a minor for tripping to number 10, Cameron Berry. 13:52 left to play first period. Middlebury getting the first power play of the game. And Jason, as we talked about in the pregame show, this is an area Middlebury can certainly use a little work on here.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They were 0-for-2 on the power play yesterday. In general, 14 of 79 attempts to 17.7%. They'll skate one man up for the next 1:55, 13:45 to go. First period, it's tied at 1 between Middlebury and Oswego. Bellucci cross ice to Jeremiah. And Jeremiah whacks it along in a save chance for goaltender Cedric Hansen. Puck loose again in center ice. And taken by Owen Powers. Still Middlebury puck. It's now Jeremiah in center ice. Jeremiah over to Herlihy. Over to Brunn, right, left side. and whacked out of there by Bellucci, trying to feed Powers near the center of the ice, and now it gets backtracked to Bellucci. 13 minutes to go, minute 6 to go on the power play, 13 minutes to go, first period. Middlebury and Oswego tied at 1, as trying to knock it along was Charlie Parsons. Puck behind the net, and Ryan Ash will reset for Middlebury with 12:30 to go in a 1-1 game. Here's Tkachuk trying a shot, and it's deflected. Kick save and a beauty from Cedric Hansen.
And we have an offsides on the play right there. So 12:23 left to play first period. Middlebury and Oswego tied at 1. Trevor Turnbull getting the equalizer for the Panthers at 4:51 of the first period. Just a beautiful goal set up by hard work by Danny Tai and David Bellucci, the defensive pairing there. David Bellucci, a defenseman, doing a nice job pinching in and causing the pressure that led to Turnbull's goal. But again, Middlebury with the hard work tying the game at 1 at 4:51.
Molinaro wins the faceoff for Oswego, as it was to the right of goaltender Cedric Hansen, who has to face a shot that goes wide left off the stick of Kamil Tkachuk, and Ryan Ash controls. Dumped it down, and Oswego knocks the puck back, as Klein gonna touch it with his stick and whack it along, but he whacked it right to Oswego. No problem there after some nifty puck movement by Middlebury. Heinrichs lost it off his stick.
And the team's back now at even strength.
So a successful penalty kill for Oswego. That makes them 41 of 53 on the year. Just a hair over 77%.
And we have another offsides here. So the puck will come into neutral ice for the faceoff. This faceoff right outside the Oswego defensive zone. 11:39 left to play first period. The score tied at 1.
Ty and Tyson Bruce, the man with the first goal of the afternoon. And Oswego going to win the faceoff and skate back with it the other way. Here is Bruce. Still going with it into the far side right corner behind Middlebury's own net. They come away with the puck. Heinrichs gets a cross ice pass and loses it off his stick. Took his eye off it. Here's Bruce. And Jeremiah denying that one as it hits off the back of the net of Middlebury. And back they come, putting on the speed, is Charlie Lawrence. Lawrence behind Oswego, trying to take on three defenders in the far side corner. And Lawrence whacked it back out to a teammate, but it was taken away by Oswego. Shot and a drive from Jesse Farabee, doesn't get there. It was deflected off a couple of Middlebury sticks, and it's still Oswego Laker possession of the puck in the far side left corner. Middlebury takes the puck back in their own defensive zone. McKee plays it up for Charlie Lawrence, who lets it whack off his stick and now goes to the bench for a change. Novick chasing down a puck in his own defensive zone behind the blue line. Whacks it along. And another whistle with 10:02 to go, first period.
Yeah, we have an icing there on Oswego. And just about halfway through the first period here, the shots on goal, not as high as I would have thought, Jason. 4 for Middlebury and 3 for Oswego. But the important one is that we are tied at 1.
There's been a lot of movement, but there hasn't been a lot of shots that have necessarily gotten there, in particular to Stephen Klein, as Novick plays it along the backboard. For Oswego, it's Oswego puck. Here is Emerson. Emerson whacks it into the corner. For Oswego, who's skating right to left. Taken back the other way by Kamil Tkachuk. And Trevor Turnbull now trying to get to it. He has a goal for Middlebury already as it's shot across to Campbell. Middlebury puck in neutral ice. Bellucci fed Turnbull, and Heinrich's going to get to it with a stick near him on the ice. Heinrich takes a spill, loses possession of the puck, went maybe in between his legs, and it's whacked along to the near side. Middlebury will back off, and it'll be Oswego State puck taken by Devin Campbell. Devin Campbell behind the net to Max Novick. Novick going to set it up and find Aaron Huffnagel. But another whistle comes with 8:49 to go. First period tied at one.
Yeah, an icing on Middlebury, which will cause the faceoff to come all the way back down in the Middlebury defensive zone. This one will be to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein, who has faced three shots and gotten two of them with 8:49 left in the first period in the game tied at one.
Cameron Berry loses it behind the net to David Bellucci of Middlebury. As again behind the net for Jeremiah. Bellucci played it up along for Lawrence. Now here is Powers. Owen Powers putting on the brakes, still controlling the puck, looking to pass it cross ice, and instead fires it deep from the left point. Mitchell Allen collects the rebound off the backboards. And Charlie Lawrence trying to get to it for Middlebury, and does. Loses it to two Oswego State defenders.
And there's a penalty, a delayed penalty on Middlebury.
And that whistle, Bruce, will come with 8:07 to go in the first period, tied at one goal apiece.
Yeah, Mitch Allen got tangled up with one of the Oswego players. Certainly unintentional, but he'll be going to the box. 2 minutes, it looks like it's going to be for tripping.
.07 to go, first period. First power play chance for Oswego State. Back out to the right point. Now fed down low, shot fired wide from Mitch Emerson. Still Oswego puck. Whacked inside Emerson. Back out to the center. Now a shot from the top of the point. Max Novick came up empty. Denied by Stephen Klein. 1:22 to go in the power play. 7:27 to go in the first period. And another whistle as some extracurriculars near the Middlebury net.
Yeah, and on that last play, Jason, Mitch Emerson for Oswego setting up a screen in front of Klein. The shot came from the point, and he tipped it, but Klein was a little bit better. He was able to get his big pad out and send that into the corner. But again, 7:26 left to play first period. Middlebury-Oswego tied at 1. 1:19 left on the penalty to Mitch Allen, a 2-minute minor for tripping.
7:20 to go first period. Oswego skating right to left in possession of the puck. Whacked over to the left point. And now dumped down low into the left corner. Back up top, Tyler Curry cycles it in deep. And another chance denied. It was off the stick of Middlebury's Frank Cozzolito. Great job by the defense on four shots apiece. 45 seconds to go in the Oswego State power play. Puck will carry him all the way down, and it'll be a chance for Cedric Hansen. Cross ice to Josh Zizek. Zizek cycling the puck, and now loses it. Whacked along again by Middlebury. 14 seconds to go until they kill this penalty.
And a great job there by Charlie Parsons in knocking that out and making Oswego go back and set up once again.
And we're back to even strength with 6:05 to go. First period, one.
Great job killing that penalty by Middlebury.
Penalty killed by Middlebury. They're now 94 of 122. Just a hair over 77%. Middlebury puck in neutral ice. Now with it at the top of the circle, Mitch Emerson. Emerson down low. And back to Bellucci, who took it away from Middlebury behind the Panthers' net. Back along the side boards, it's a chance for Devin Campbell of Oswego. Shuffles it along to David Farrar, who's immediately met by two Middlebury jerseys. Great pursuit of the puck by the Panthers with 5:10 to go, first period. Heinrichs whacked one along. That is out of the net. Whacked along again, puck loose. Jody Sullivan trying to get to it for Oswego, takes a spill. It's Middlebury puck, a diving Jimmy McKee knocks the puck out of the left corner. Getting to the puck now, Christopher Braun plays it along. And Oswego took it away, but a whistle. Very upset, Tyson Bruce.
And I don't really know what he's upset about. That was a great call by the official who was right on the line, clearly offsides. His linemate, Mitchell Herlihy, a step ahead of him. Great call by the official there, offsides. 4:25 left to play first period. The game tied at one. Four shots on goal per team this period.
Bellucci giving it back now to Cameron Berry of Oswego. Middlebury trying to get something going offensively. They've just been doing a great job playing defense. As the puck skirts loose away from Campbell, getting to it, Mitchell Allen. And it's now Middlebury puck for Owen Powers. Trying to feed Camille Tkachuk a little bit too far, but Powers gets it back. Powers skating with it down the left avenue. Looking to set up the offense for Middlebury. Backhands it to an Oswego State player in the form of Tyler Curry. Here comes Gillespie. Knocked along to the left side. Back out now, a shot and a drive, and that wrist shot is no good. The one-timer from Jesse Farabee went left wide of the goal. Trying to get a shot off again. Gillespie whiffed at it. Puck skating down into the corner. Middlebury coming away with it. Here's Tkachuk. Tkachuk loses the puck. As the glove's now loose on the ice. And the puck now behind the net of Middlebury. Shot from the left point, deflected by Klein. Looked to be off his pad. Puck cleared loose into the middle. And whacked by Turnbull, trying to turn it away. Another shot from Oswego, sails wide. Getting to it up top. And missing that one was Christopher Braun. Another chance up top from the point. It was Max Novick.
Yeah, Novick sending that in from the point, but Klein and the butterfly doing a nice job taking away the bottom of the net. So no harm, no foul. 2:16 left to play first period. Middlebury Oswego tied at one. Shots on goal in the period. 6 for the Lakers, 4 for the Panthers.
It'll be a face-off to the left of Klein and won by Oswego. Oswego trying to wrap around, shot and a score. Oswego leads 2-1.
Yeah, a lot of confusion behind the net right there, and it looked like it was just sent in front, and it looked like it might have either deflected off an errant skate. Not really sure. There was a lot of bodies in front of the net there, Jason, so we'll have to see what the official score is on that one. However, one thing is for certain, 2:07 left to play first period. Oswego back on top, 2-1.
And it'll be Barry and Gisani. Face-off won by Barry of Oswego. Again, we'll wait to see who actually gets credit for scoring that goal. As trying to answer, Michael Fahey over to Heinrichs. Jassani trying a shot, a drive deflected off his stick. Jassani came up empty. Heinrichs had it poked away from him. Jassani back to the speedy Michael Fahey. Fahey gets met by a couple of Oswego State defenders and loses the puck. Now near his own net. Dineen whacks it along for Middlebury behind the Panther net. They trail 2-1 with a minute to go here in this first period of action. Owen Powers across to Bellucci. He evens it up. He goes top shelf to the left. A shot and a score by Middlebury, and we're tied at 2.
Wow, what a play by the Panthers right there. Just never giving up. A second goal by Middlebury where you just refuse to give up. You don't be denied. Hard effort, roofing it over the right shoulder of goaltender Cedric Hansen, and it's tied.
They were just announcing the other goal, so take it as good karma if you must. We're tied here with 50.5 to go in the first period of what's going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight between a 9-1 team and a 2-7 team. Don't remind Middlebury of their record playing their best almost four periods of hockey here these last couple of days. It must be something in the water in 2018. ...25 seconds to go, first period. Great defensive effort by Heinrichs. Here he comes, trying to lead Allen, but had it deflected and taken away by Oswego State. Heinrichs now again after deflection, trying a shot and a drive. It was deflected off the stick of Devin Campbell. And that's how things are going to end. A very eventful first period. 2-2. Coming back to talk about it in a moment. It's the Middlebury College Holiday Classic on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Dr. Mel Boynton, orthopedic surgeon and medical director, Vermont Orthopedic Clinic at Rutland Regional Medical Center.
Almost 20 years ago, I came to Rutland Regional Medical Center because of the goals that the hospital had for the orthopedic department. Rutland Regional Medical Center recognized being next to Killington with almost a million skier visits a year that we needed to have superb orthopedic surgery. And they were willing to put in the resources to create a great orthopedic department. Fortunately, we've been able to do that. We've been able to hire and recruit superb partners. We've been given the equipment we need to have a very strong department. We've been able to keep our office very accessible and get patients in quickly. We've been able to have a staff that's super friendly and super customer focused.
Visit rrmc.org to learn more. Vermont Orthopedic Clinic. We listen, we respect, we care. Always. That's our promise to you.
It's the big finish at Foster Motors in Middlebury, and we are making some great year-end deals. Just announced additional rebates on many models until the end of December. Foster Motors is giving employee pricing on all remaining 2017s in stock. Get a 2017 Ram Express Crew Cab with almost $12,000 in rebates and discounts. Do you own a business? Do you need a tax write-off by December 31st? If we don't have the vehicle you need, we will find it for you. Merry Christmas from all of us at Foster Motors, and remember...
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here on the One Credit Union Radio Network, Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman with you. After an eventful first period, four goals, two on each side, nine shots for Oswego versus just five for Middlebury. A high-intensity period, and Bruce, we talked about it off the air, possibly a trap game for Oswego.
Well, I think so. I've seen this a lot. You know, you have a tournament and you have a team coming in that is 9-1, nationally ranked. They see a team that is 2-7, maybe struggling a little bit. And then once they start playing that team that's 2-7, they find out that they've got a real dogfight. Because I will tell you what, Middlebury has just played its fourth best period of the season. There's no quit in this team. They've fallen behind by a goal twice, and immediately they've answered. And so I think Middlebury has just played very, very well in this first period.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The energy certainly has been there, and that was one of the keys that we talked about. Can they keep up the energy? Can they keep up the intensity? But we know this, too, and I sound like a broken record, but the first period isn't the problem for Middlebury.
No, it hasn't been. But yesterday, there was really no period that was a problem for Middlebury. They scored four of their goals, two in the second, two in the third, shutting out St. Michael's 4-0. And I'll say this, having been a player, if I am in the Oswego State locker room right now, I bet those gentlemen are getting a tongue lashing from their coach.
What do you think they need to do to get themselves more focused? Is it just a matter of honing in and saying, okay, guys, we played a tough first period. They scored two on us. Now we got to hunker down.
I think if you're Oswego, you have to, first of all, take Middlebury a little bit more seriously. I think Middlebury outplayed Oswego in that period. I think there were two occasions where, again, Oswego got on the board first, but Middlebury answered back immediately and with authority. I think that Middlebury has just played with no quit in the last four periods, and it's really refreshing to see. Something like that, I think, is a challenge for a coach because you've got to change your approach in-game, and sometimes that can be a challenge. And for Middlebury, if you're asking me what their coach is saying right now, keep doing exactly what you're doing. As you mentioned, I don't know whether it's something in the water, but this, to me, looks like a different team than we saw before the holiday break.
And now time to recap the goals. The first one scored by Tyson Bruce got everything started for Oswego. Tyson Bruce got it and has it in the left corner behind Middlebury's net, trying for the wraparound. As in pursuit was Jimmy McKee. Allen looking to get it back. Instead, a shot and a score from Oswego early on. It looked to be Tyson Bruce. Faked the pass behind him and just flicked it from the point. And Middlebury, like we said, Bruce would answer back. Trevor Turnbull lighting the lamp. And taking the other way, here comes Middlebury. A dump by Jasani in time for a change for the Panthers. Getting to a Bellucci. He's got some space. He's going to fire a shot. Hits off the right post. Trevor Turnbull, the rebound. No. Danny Tye has the puck loose, trying to get onto it. Turnbull again, and he scores off a rebound. Trevor Turnbull.
And that whole play set up by the hard work of David Bellucci, who came in. He pinched on the right side, getting into the Oswego zone, and they just refused to give up there. Great play by Bellucci. Great play for Middlebury. The score is tied. And that goal coming at 4:51 of the first period. Danny Tye and David Bellucci getting the assists on Turnbull's goal. And Jason, again, that entire play there set up by David Bellucci pinching from the point and just refusing to give up, getting the pressure on the net and making the Oswego netminder make a mistake.
And it's one of the mantras of the year, not to give up if you're Middlebury. We've never seen any quit in this team. But when everything's going together, man, I'm just having so much fun watching this team that's just reinvigorated. And the energy level is there. The intensity is there. The sharpness is there, too.
Well, I think it's a great thing for the Panthers. I mean, again, we talked yesterday before the St. Michael's game about getting some positive momentum because these are non-conference games. But I'll tell you what, if I'm Coach Neil Sinclair, at least what I've seen so far, I want to get back into conference play because this team is playing very well.
Yeah, that they are. And just to go back to Oswego, again, I'm a little bit surprised that they're taking Middlebury for granted. I mean, you can't really take any games for granted on the schedule, even a non-conference game. But this is a Holiday Classic tournament. Don't you want to be lifting the trophy?
Well, you do want to be lifting the trophy, but again, it's, you know, you're human. People are human. They say, we've got this record, the other team has got this record. It should be a cakewalk. Well, let me tell you something. If you walk around this arena, and this is something that I always did when I was a player, you walk around this arena right now, like right where we are, there's an awful lot of championship banners here. Okay, when Oswego won that national title, okay, that was their first national title of any kind. So in my mind, anyway, before you come into a building like this and take someone lightly, you might want to do your research a little bit because there's an awful lot of national championship banners here, you know. So it's something I think that a coach has got to guard against. But again, that goal coming at 4:51 of the first period made it 1-1. But then it's 17:53. Oswego also working hard. David Ferreira giving the Lakers a 2-1 lead.
It'll be a face-off to the left of Klein and won by Oswego. Oswego trying to wrap around Jachan to score. Oswego leads 2-1.
Yeah, a lot of confusion behind the net right there, and it looked like it was just sent in front, and it looked like it might have either deflected off an errant skate. Not really sure. There was a lot of bodies in front of the net there, Jason, so we'll have to see what the official score is on that one. However, one thing is for certain, 2:07 left to play first period. Oswego back on top, 2-1. Yeah, that goal coming at 17:53 of the first period. Devin Campbell and Tyson Bruce getting the assists on Ferreira's goal. That made it 2-1 Oswego.
And then Middlebury would answer back. Owen Powers across to Bellucci. He evens it up. He goes top shelf to the left. A shot and a score by Middlebury, and we're tied at 2.
Yeah, and right you are, Jason. A great play by David Bellucci, who is also playing some of his best hockey of the season. He gets on the board, his second point of the afternoon, the goal coming at 19:14 of the period. Owen Powers, the team's leading scorer, getting a point on that one, too. And after 20 minutes of play, 2-2, nothing solved.
And we'll see what will be solved in the second period of action. We'll preview that, talk a little bit more about this first period when we come back. It's Middlebury College hockey tied with the Oswego State Lakers 2-2. It's Middlebury College Holiday Classic on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
No one likes being on the sidelines, but if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
Thinking about a new or used car? Before you start shopping, be prepared.
Here are five reasons why you should think about Vermont Federal Credit Union for the financing of your next vehicle. Reason number one, they have amazing rates on auto loans, among the lowest you'll find anywhere. That means more car for less money. Number two, Vermont Federal Credit Union offers flexible terms with options up to 8 years. Three, their PaySaver Auto Loan Program. It's like a lease, but better. You own the vehicle and can save up to 40% on your monthly payment. And it's for used vehicles, too. Four, they're so convenient. You can apply online, sign online, and close online. It's that easy with DocuSign. And five, you'd look really good in that shiny new ride. Go to VermontFederal.org and get pre-qualified for an auto loan today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Hi, this is Paul from Montfield Sports in Middlebury. This year's Farmer's Almanac is calling for a cold, snowy winter, and we'd like to invite you to stop by the store and check out our full line of cold weather boots and clothing. We carry all the top name brands, including Lacrosse, Dainer, Irish Setter, High Tech, Dickies Workwear, 100% wool clothing, hats, gloves, and much more. So stop in and let our friendly staff help you find what you need to stay warm and happy this winter. Thank you and have a great day.
It's the big finish at Foster Motors in Middlebury, and we are making some great year-end deals. Just announced additional rebates on many models until the end of December. Foster Motors is giving employee pricing on all remaining 2017s in stock. Get a 2017 Ram Express Crew Cab with almost $12,000 in rebates and discounts. Do you own a business? Do you need a tax write-off by December 31st? If we don't have the vehicle you need, we will find it for you. Merry Christmas from all of us at Foster Motors, and remember...
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here on the One Credit Union Radio Network, Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman with you. Set to begin the second period of action. Middlebury will now be skating from right to left, Oswego. Again in green with white numerals across the back, yellow and white stripes down the back. Skating from left to right. The Powers and Cameron Berry set to do it again. Again, we're tied at 2. Shots on goal, 9 for Oswego, 5 for Middlebury. Passed along to Jeremiah. Here's Bellucci. Back to Jeremiah on the near side. Whacked along off the side board. Chance now for Middlebury. Powers whiffed and missed left corner. Puck still loose. Powers going to try to go get it. And it'll be played along by Charlie Lawrence. Coming back the other way, Oswego. Beautiful cross-ice pass, and it's knocked away.
And we have a penalty coming up on Middlebury. It's going to be a penalty, it looks like. Well, I stand corrected here. It may not be on Middlebury. It looks like it's...
Looks like a player on Oswego ran into Klein.
Yeah, but it was interesting because he was talking to David Bellucci, and he was indicating him to go to the penalty box, and now, which is a good thing for Middlebury, number 10, Cameron Berry, is going to be going to the box. He's going to be sitting for 2 minutes for interference. That penalty in 36 seconds of the second period. And Jason, for the Panthers, what a great way it would be to get on top here.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So they're going to try things with 5-on-4. Back to the left point now for Fahey. Here's Allen, dumps it down low, shot in the drive, deflected left by Cedric Hansen. Puck caroms to the near side. Excuse me, to the far side for Kamil Tkachuk. Here's Allen. Over to Jasani. Jasani putting on the speed right side. Jasani deking back up top. Fired down low, and Tkachuk couldn't get his stick on it, but it's still Middlebury puck. Taking back the other way, Oswego dumps it in time for a change. Just trying to kill the power play. They've got 65 seconds until we're back to even strength, as Oswego. It's 2-2, 18:25 to go. Second period of action here on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bellucci across to Mitch Allen. Power's going to try a shot, and it's deflected left side by Cedric Hansen. Again, a shot by Allen. No, Power's trying to collect the rebound, and Brett Dineen will for Middlebury. And trying there on the doorstep, but sprawling out after a Ryan Ash shot was Cedric Hansen.
17:54 left to play second period. Middlebury on their second power play of the game. And so far, Jason, doing a good job bringing some pressure to Oswego.
Yeah, they're really spreading out and letting things develop from the point on in. And Charlie Lawrence gets to it for Middlebury. 10 seconds to go till we're back to even strength. And clock stopped with 4 seconds to go in the power play.
And there's a Laker that is down. Max Novick doubled over in pain at the blue line. I didn't see what happened, but they're talking to the officials asking why there's no penalty. Not really sure why, but the faceoff deep in the Oswego defensive zone to the right of goaltender Cedric Hansen.
And the faceoff won by Oswego. Devin Campbell played it along for the Lakers. Puck now behind the Oswego net once again. 2-2, 17-13 to go, second period. Trent DeRocher played it along for Oswego. Oswego now with it in their own offensive zone in the right corner with it. Frank Cozzolito doing a good job trying to poke the puck away from Cameron Berry. Turnbull loses it across to Berry. Coming back the other way, Oswego. Putting on the brakes, Jesse Farabee cycles it in down low right side. Back up, chop up, high shot and a drive, sails wide right. It was off the stick of Tyler Curry. Curry trying to get to it again and cycles it down low. back to Farabee. And Farabee has his shot go behind Middlebury's net. McKee will chase down a puck. And now Brett Dineen cycles it ahead into neutral ice for Middlebury. Trying to get to the puck are the Panthers. As played along and the puck caroms out near the Middlebury bench.
15:39 left to play second period. Middlebury and Oswego tied at 2. 10 shots on goal for the Lakers, 9 for the Panthers. As the faceoff comes back into the Lakers zone, this time to the left of goaltender Cedric Hansen.
It'll be Powers and Zizek. Picks off one by Zizek of Oswego. And puck behind the net of Oswego. They look to break it out, but Bellucci whacks that one back into the middle of the offensive zone. Behind his own net, Devin Campbell of Oswego. Campbell running into some trouble, just shuffles the puck away. And Oswego coming back the other way, skating from left to right. Up chop shot and a drive by Novick. He's denied. Middlebury putting on the speed. And puck left there for Jeremiah. Couldn't get it as he skated into the Middlebury offensive zone. Shot along Cozzolino to Jeremiah to Parsons. And a turnover tripped up as Oswego's number 14, Jody Sullivan. Sullivan whacked down again with control of the puck, skating into the right area is Josh Zizek. Jeremiah hustling to get to the puck and whack it out of the zone, and will. It'll carry him off the side boards to the right. .13:48 to go, second period, 2-2. McKee in a tussle for it with Tyler Curry of Oswego. Puck loose in the right corner. And cleared out of there by Middlebury into neutral ice. Here's Jasani. Backtracks it for McKee. Cycled along by Fahey. Puck behind Oswego's net. Again, they're the number two or number three team in the country, and they're skating with it to the right point and losing the puck was Leahy. He was tripped up. Cozzolino took a chuck. Back to Jasani, who dumps it down, trying to get it to Tkachuk, but mostly did it because he wanted to. 12:40 to go, second period. We're tied at 2. Jeremiah, puck loose behind the Middlebury net, hits off the back post. Still loose behind the Middlebury net. Who's going to get control of the puck?
And a delayed call coming up against Middlebury. It is going to be a tripping call. And Oswego is going to go back on the power play. Looks like it's number 12 of the Panthers, Frank Cozzolito. He's played a strong game, not only this afternoon, but also this weekend. 12:29 left to play second period. Middlebury and Oswego tied at 2. 10 shots on goal for the Lakers, 9 for the Panthers, and the Lakers going back on the power play.
And they'll do so with a faceoff to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Jeremiah tried to whack it out of there, and Oswego trying to set things up. Over to the left point, chance for Huffnagel. And Huffnagel skates it into the Oswego offensive zone. Played off the back boards, coming away with it. Middlebury, they've got a two-on-one break. And a pass that was supposed to lead Mitchell Allen did not get there in time. Back the other way, Oswego. Trying to feed the slot, Huffnagel could not get that pass. Pass across Oswego's rip is no good. It comes near the right circle from Gillespie. They're going to try it again and dump it down low. Curry, back up top of the point. Beautiful cross-ice pass. Herlicky shot and Klein takes it away.
And Herlihy looking up in the rafters, knowing that he's just gotten robbed by goaltender Stephen Klein, who continues to play a great game today. And this weekend, for that matter, 11:18 left to play second period. Middlebury and Oswego tied at 2. 49 seconds left on the penalty to Frank Cozzolito, his two-minute minor for tripping.
Middlebury trying to kill the power play. Here's Heinrich skating with it against three defenders. Tries a shot that's deflected.
And a penalty now being called against Oswego.
Two, 11:06 to go. Shots on goal for Oswego. 11-9 for Middlebury.
And it's going to be number 16, Mitchell Gillespie. We have a stoppage here as the and Gillespie's penalty, a two-minute infraction for hooking. So Middlebury will get a man advantage in a minute and 23 seconds. They'll be skating 4-on-4 for the next 37 seconds.
And they do so, Bruce, in a 2-2 game. With Tkachuk trying to win the faceoff, but failing for Middlebury. Back now to Ash. Ash along to McKee. Back to Ash. Dumps it down low for Middlebury. Ten and a half to play second period. Beautiful touch pass by Carter Allen, but nobody was home. Getting to it, Owen Powers of Middlebury. Puck loose in neutral ice.
And Middlebury now at the man advantage.
And they've got it for the next 68 seconds. Klein plays it off his stick, leaves it for Jeremiah. Jeremiah hustling down the ice, still going. And loses it, but to a teammate. Owen Powers across to Bellucci. Bellucci trying to feed the post. Excuse me, trying to feed the slot up high. The point up high. We'll try that a third time. Bellucci. Over to Jeremiah.
And Middlebury there is offsides. 36 seconds left on the minor to Gillespie for hooking. Middlebury at the man advantage, trying to take their first lead of the afternoon, Jason. And shots on goal in the game. Oswego 11, Middlebury 9. Sort of a defensive struggle after a couple of goals being scored in the first period.
Is it that, or is it missed chances on offense?
I think maybe a little bit of both. Good call.
9:42 to go, second period. Chance now for Fahey. Fahey shot it long. And the puck will carry him all the way down to the other end behind Middlebury's own net. Fahey now skating with it down the right wing.
And the two teams back now at even strength.
9 minutes to go, second period, tied at two. Puck that hits the top of the boards and caroms out to the top. A nice souvenir for a fan.
Yeah, Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK, brought to you in part this season by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes, and Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Faceoff will be in the neutral zone and taken, whacked by Heinrichs, but it's Oswego State puck. Sullivan tried to get to it and kept it alive for Oswego. Here is Sullivan behind the net. Now Charlie Pelnick crossed to his Oswego State teammate. It's up high and cycled back in quickly by Carter Allen.
And Middlebury ices the puck with 8:16 left to play in a 2-2 tie here in the second period. Jason, Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK, also brought to you in part this season by Vermont Field Sports for all your sport and hunting needs and a great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury.
So it's Oswego State and Middlebury College here from the Chip Kent in 85 Arena. We've got 8 minutes to go in the second period of action in a 2-2 hockey game. Shot and a drive deflected off the pad of Klein. And Klein looked to cover that one up as it was a shot high from the left point.
Yeah, and Oswego bringing some pressure from the left circle. A shot in that Klein saved. I don't know if he had it covered initially, but again, his defensive teammates from the Panthers doing a nice job sealing that off.
Middlebury behind their own net. Ryan Ash loses it and the puck's loose. Owen Powers trying to get it out of trouble. Shot in front deflected off the stick of Mitchell or Leahy. Skating back the other way. Beautiful pass to Allen. Allen going to try a shot that sails wide left behind the net. It goes. Here's Cozzolito. Fires a shot wide right. Ash lost the puck. And ahead to Mitch Emerson. Deflected after a shot by Leahy. Tried the rebound attempt. Down low. And it hits off the post. And it's loose again.
And another
covered up.
And another big stop there by Klein.
Steven Klein with a great couple of saves the last couple of minutes. Sprawling out to his right to make that one.
Yeah, Jesse Farabee for the Lakers looking up to the rafters almost in disbelief that Klein has stopped another one.
Kachuk played it along to Jeremiah, who whacks the puck all the way down to the other end. And a whistle with 6:37 to go, second period.
Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK, brought to you in part this season by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon for all your home, business, and agricultural fuel needs on Route 22A in Bridport and in Brandon.
Dasani and Zizek to the right of Klein, taken away by Middlebury. Here's Kachuk trying to feed Fahey, but taken away the other way by Oswego. Roughnagel across and down low for Zizek. Zizek over to Huffnagel. Huffnagel takes a tumble. Puck loose and neutralized. Taken away by Heinrichs. Here he comes. Heinrichs tries a shot that didn't have much oomph behind it. McKee fires it back in behind the Oswego net. 5:41 to play, second period, tied at 2. Shots on goal, Oswego 15, Middlebury 9. Puck will hit off the top of the backboards, off the glass.
Yeah, so that faceoff should come outside the zone, and it will. The faceoff dot right in front of the penalty box area.
You're very familiar with that, aren't you?
I spent some time there back in the day.
Middlebury beating Bruce's alma mater yesterday 4-0 to advance here. And Newman suffering a similar fate, 6-2. The reason Oswego's in this tournament right now. Skating back the other way, McKee. Whacked along the sideboards, backboards for Heinrichs, but another whistle with 5:01 to play.
Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK brought to you in part this season by Monument Farms of Weybridge for local fresh milk from their farm to your local store, and Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your local True Value hardware store, and so much more.
Back from the top of the circle, Mitch Allen tries a shot that goes wide left. Dribbly puck, controlled and corralled by Middlebury's Frank Cozzolito. Oswego tied at 2 with Middlebury, shot and a drive. It's a loose puck and taken into Stephen Klein's clutches.
Yeah, Klein did a nice job there reaching out through a pile and picking up the loose puck. Cameron Berry for Oswego making Klein's life a little bit difficult there, trying to bang home the rebound, but no sale. 4:25 left to play, second period. Oswego and Middlebury tied at 2 in this championship game, the Middlebury College Holiday Classic.
It's Oswego puck in their own offensive zone, and now taken away by Middlebury. Here's Fahey trying to feed Jasani, instead fires a shot. Puck loose in behind Middlebury's net. It goes. Jasani whacks it along. Taken away by Tkachuk, and as soon as I say that, he'll lose it to Farabee of Oswego. Jeremiah to Jasani. Jasani to Tkachuk. Back to Jeremiah. Across for Bellucci. Middlebury playing catch in their own offensive zone, now in the neutral zone. Tkachuk loses the puck. Here's Zizek. Down low for Spink. Back up top, Allen. Shot and a drive doesn't get exactly to Stephen Klein. It was deflected a couple times. Putting on the moves, Tyler Curry. And another save by Klein, much to the delight of this crowd.
2:58 left to play, second period. Stephen Klein again coming up big. Oswego taking their 17th shot of the afternoon. And Jason, after 4 goals in the first period, things have really kind of settled down into a defensive struggle here. You kind of get the sense that this game may be decided on a mistake or just a funky bounce.
Yeah, you kind of get the feeling that this game could be decided on a third goal, which we are yet to have because we're tied at 2. Trying for that third goal with it behind Middlebury's net is David Ferreira of Oswego. Puck tied up behind the net. Shot in the drive, Oswego's Bruce, who already has a goal here. Puck will whack off the boards.
And there is an interference call being made. And it looks like that may be going against Oswego. Jody Sullivan headed to the box. Middlebury going back on the power play. 2:33 left to play, second period. the score tied, but Middlebury playing a solid game today and getting a chance to get on top again with the power play.
Another chance on the power play for Middlebury. They did not convert on their previous attempts. Pellucci trying to feed Allen. Allen behind his own net. Cycling it across. Middlebury moving the puck around well. Trying to feed the slot was Jeremiah, who was knocked away by Oswego.
And Middlebury has just been assessed a penalty.
So we'll skate 4-on-4 for a minute 17 with a minute 50 to go here in the second period.
It's going to be a hooking call against number 9, Owen Powers. He'll sit for 2 minutes for hooking. So after a minute 17, as you mentioned, Jason, where the teams will skate 4-on-4, Oswego will get a 43-second power play pending any changes.
The exact thing you didn't want to happen if you're Middlebury. In the slot, a chance for Carter Allen. No. Cozzolito comes away with it for Middlebury. Ice opened up a little bit more now. We're skating 4-on-4 for the next 64 seconds.
Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK brought to you in part this season by Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury with a drop-off location in Vergennes, and Denneker Chevrolet, where they give you free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. Route 7 South in Middlebury, find new roads.
Shot in the drive up high. No good from Ryan Ash. Puck behind Oswego's net. Back they come with it as we again we skate 4-on-4 for the next 42 seconds. Knocked out of there by Middlebury. It's behind Middlebury's own net now. Cozzolito played it to the near side for Ryan Ash.
Last minute and second period.
Relay, he cycled it down to Gillespie. Gillespie going to try a shot.
Oh, what a stop by Klein.
Stephen Klein continuing to impress. Bruce moving to his right. I don't know how he stopped that one.
He did a full split and did a nice job taking away the entire bottom on a blast from the point.
Seconds to go in the period. Oswego on the man advantage. Trying a shot up high. Puck loose. Still loose. Knocked away by Middlebury. Their defensive effort is inspiring. They knock it away again. 10 seconds to go here in the second period. 18 to go on the power play. They're going to get one more rip at it, I think. And it's denied again. Stephen Klein playing out of his mind.
Yeah, he really is. What an amazing series of plays there by the Panthers. And after 40 minutes, we are still tied.
We're tied at 2. We'll come back to talk about it in a moment. It's the Middlebury College Holiday Classic from Middlebury, Vermont. You're listening to it on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Martin's Hardware of Middlebury and Bristol is not just a hardware store. Take a stroll through the store and see for yourself. Besides hardware, you're going to find Christmas gifts for everyone. They have toys, kitchenware, coffee makers, toasters, and everything else for the kitchen. Food, treats for the dog, vacuum cleaners, cell phones with great plans, power tools, hand tools, novelty items, and the list is too big even for Santa. And don't forget, Martin's Hardware carries a great selection of lumber for the carpenter and the do-it-yourselfers. So why not check out the look of Christmas? Martin's Hardware, a family tradition.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here on 92.1 WVTK, Jason Wexler with you as we're midway through the second period of action between Middlebury and Oswego, 2-2 the score. Middlebury doing a great job of killing off a penalty and a sequence in which they started skating 5-on-4 themselves. Then Owen Powers was called for a penalty and placed in the box. He'll be there for the next 10 seconds of the third period. Bit of a, I don't want to say feeling out period because teams already felt each other out in that first period, but a bit of a defensive battle if you're really wanting to place a term on it, because both teams really doing a good job of deflecting the other team's misses, and a bunch of good plays for Oswego and a bunch of knockaways by Stephen Klein with a couple of incredible saves. Again, a shutout yesterday in a eventual 4-0 win for Middlebury over St. Mike's, and Oswego getting here thanks to a 6-2 thrashing of Newman. But the big story so far in that second period was Stephen Klein. We'll come back with more, dove deeper into it, and get into the third period and what we expect in that third period as well when we come back. It's Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Walk away from those higher interest credit card rates with Vermont Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum Credit Card. At Vermont Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get a low-rate credit card. Whether you're looking to transfer your high-balance credit card, build credit, or find a credit card that matches your purchasing needs and lifestyle, Vermont Federal Credit Union has a card for you. Plus, all of their credit cards have no annual fee and no balance transfer fee. If it's your first card, they'll work with you to help you build credit. Looking for reward options? Vermont Federal's Visa Platinum Reward Credit Card allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend to redeem for account credit, merchandise, travel, event tickets, and more. Or choose to donate your Visa Platinum Reward points to select local and national charities. You'll feel good about whatever decision you make. So step into the ultimate credit card for your lifestyle with some of the lowest rates around. Visit VermontFederal.org to get started and apply online today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Desabre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabre on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network, two-thirds of the way through, barring overtime, of the final game of the Middlebury Holiday Classic. Again, Oswego coming into this one 9-1-1, Middlebury coming into it 2-7. But you wouldn't know that based on the way that they've played. It's been their best five-period stretch of the season, and again, it all starts with Stephen Klein and his ability to deny pucks, especially at the doorstep of Oswego, because Oswego had plenty of chances there in that second period, but great job by Stephen Klein denying all of those, and he's a big reason why this game is still tied. Middlebury just doing a great job passing the puck and setting each other up when they have the chances offensively, something they did particularly well yesterday, again in that 4-0 win over St. Michael's College. And it's been just good play all around by Middlebury, including Owen Powers defensively and offensively making plenty of things happen. You just get the feeling that Vinny Gisani might break through. Had a couple of chances there again. The thing that sticks out again with Middlebury, they're just playing with a spark, a certain intensity that they didn't have before yesterday, or hadn't shown for quite some time, I should say. And the thing about it is you could just feel the difference in the vibe in the building and the fact that Middlebury is just playing inspired. Stephen Klein doing a great job in front of the net, denying many of those options coming off the stick of the Oswego State Lakers. And again, we're tied at two because of Stephen Klein. If you're just joining us, it was a goal by Tyson Bruce to get things started, and then a goal by Trevor Turnbull to even it up. David Ferreira made it 2-1 Oswego, and then David Bellucci tied things up for Middlebury. But those goals, again, just coming in the first period of action, as it's 2-2 after a great defensive battle, Bruce, in that second period.
Yeah, it certainly was. I mean, again, after four goals in the first period, the team's really settling down and just kind of feeling each other out. And as we mentioned a few moments ago, it certainly seems that, you know, this game could be decided on a weird bounce or a mistake.
And we'll take a look now at the NHL scoreboard. The Golden Knights lead the Maple Leafs 4-2 at the end of the second. Coyotes trailing the Ducks 2-1 with 8:46 to go in the second period. And some games yet to come. The Lightning taking on the Blue Jackets. The Penguins taking on the Red Wings. Jets battle the Oilers. Sharks take on the Stars that game at 8 o'clock. And the Islanders and the Avalanche at 8 o'clock as well. Blackhawks and Flames get it going at 9 o'clock. We keep saying it, but really, Stephen Klein, the reason that this game is tied at 2.
Well, he has played an exceptional 5 or 6 periods of hockey in a row. Yesterday, shutting out St. Michael's 4-0, and today really standing on his head, especially in that second period. Oswego out shooting Middlebury 22-14. And while Middlebury's had their pressure, I think you're exactly right, Jason. I think Stephen Klein, really one of the big stars in this game.
And Stephen Klein doing a great job of denying those point blank chances, too. He's had plenty of those. He's just been sprawling out to his right or his left. He's been acrobatic. And the other thing, I don't know if I have one player that's skating exceptionally well to me, because they're all skating exceptionally well. So for me to pinpoint one player has to be kind of difficult. It's been really a big team effort for Middlebury.
It certainly has, and you know that's the type of game Middlebury plays, a team defense, team offense. And but I will say this, I think the Middlebury defense has definitely played very, very well this weekend, especially in the absence of Brendan Dawson. The other Middlebury defenseman really stepping up and, as you mentioned, playing a very, very good game.
As we'll look now at the out-of-town NESCAC scores, no NESCAC action, actually non-conference action. Amherst with a 1-0 lead at the end of the second period over Endicott. Skidmore and Hamilton yet to come. That game, actually, that game should be in action. It's interesting. No score for that game. It was a 4 o'clock start. And Wesleyan 8, Post 2, that won a final from Waterbury, Connecticut. Take a break and get you set for the third period of action in the 2-2 contest. It's the Middlebury Holiday Classic. You're listening to it on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is Paul from Montfield Sports in Middlebury. This year's Farmer's Almanac is calling for a cold, snowy winter, and we'd like to invite you to stop by the store and check out our full line of cold weather boots and clothing. We carry all the top name brands, including Lacrosse, Dainer, Irish Setter, High Tech, Dickies Workwear, 100% wool clothing, hats, gloves, and much more. So stop in and let our friendly staff help you find what you need to stay warm and happy this winter. Thank you and have a great day.
Martin's Hardware of Middlebury and Bristol is not just a hardware store. Take a stroll through the store and see for yourself. Besides hardware, you're going to find Christmas gifts for everyone. They have toys, kitchenware, coffee makers, toasters, and everything else for the kitchen. Food, treats for the dog, vacuum cleaners, cell phones with great plans, power tools, hand tools, novelty items, and the list is too big even for Santa. And don't forget, Martin's Hardware carries a great selection of lumber for the carpenter and the do-it-yourselfers. So why not check out the look of Christmas? Martin's Hardware, a family tradition.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Dr. Mel Boynton, orthopedic surgeon and medical director, Vermont Orthopedic Clinic at Rutland Regional Medical Center.
Almost 20 years ago, I came to Rutland Regional Medical Center because of the goals that the hospital had for the orthopedic department. Rutland Regional Medical Center recognized, being next to Killington with almost a million skier visits a year, that we needed to have superb orthopedic surgery. And they were willing to put in the resources to create a great orthopedic department. Fortunately, we've been able to do that. We've been able to hire and recruit superb partners. We've been given the equipment we need to have a very strong department. We've been able to keep our office very accessible and get patients in quickly. We've been able to have a staff that's super friendly and super customer focused.
Visit rrmc.org to learn more. Vermont Orthopedic Clinic. We listen, we respect, we care. Always. That's our promise to you.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. The championship game of the 2017 Middlebury College Holiday Classic between the Oswego State Lakers and the Middlebury College Panthers. A game that is tied at 2 after 40 minutes of play in a game. Really the big story, goaltender Stephen Klein for the Panthers with just another terrific game.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. He's been making it very difficult for Oswego. He's had plenty of close chances. None of that matters now as we're set for the third period of action in a 2-2 game.
So I guess we should set this up for everybody, Jason. Middlebury with 10 seconds left to kill on a penalty. And then after that, the teams will skate five aside. And Still anybody's game. A lot of hockey left. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK, Port Henry.
It'll be Allen and Cameron Berry to get things started here in the third period. Middlebury skating from left to right. Oswego skating from right to left. Ref ready to drop the puck again. 10 seconds to go. And a man-on advantage for Oswego. Mitch Allen chasing the puck. And just like that, we're back to even strength. Bellucci behind his own net. Lost it, puck deflected. And Berry tried to pass it. I think he should have shot that one. Back the other way, Mitchell Allen whacking for the puck behind Oswego's net. And Bellucci lets the puck go back to goaltender Klein. Bellucci over to Fahey. Fahey tries a shot that goes wide left of the net. 22 shots on goal for Oswego, 14 for Middlebury. Novick. Lead pass Ferrer. Tried to get it to Gillespie on that right side. Cassani. Played it down low for Cozzolino. Again, Middlebury behind their own net. And it's Oswego puck back to center ice. Whacked out by Cozzolino. Over to Tkachuk. And taken away by Campbell of Oswego. Campbell chases a loose puck back. Plays it back into neutral ice. Drop off pass for Hufnagel. And into the corner it goes behind Middlebury's net. Dasani off the backboards behind his own net. Puck loose in front. And putting a stick on it, Josh Zizek. Campbell cycled it in down low left corner behind Middlebury's net. 17:30 to play, 2-2. Puck across for Campbell. Campbell whacks it off the backboards. And Heinrichs controls for Middlebury. Trying to lead Trevor Turnbull. Heinrichs will take it up unencumbered. And now meet two Oswego jerseys, one in the form of Jody Sullivan, who knocked it away. Here is Hufnagel. Quick wrister. Turned aside by Jody Sullivan. Turned aside by Stephen Klein from Jody Sullivan. Back up top, Jeremiah firing the shot, deflected. Sullivan trying to get to it for Oswego, but he can't because it was played back in by Middlebury behind the Oswego net. Oswego puck chance for Tyson Bruce. Plays it along and a whistle with 16:13 to go, third period.
Yeah, and an icing there by Oswego, meaning the play is going to come all the way back into their defensive zone. This faceoff is going to be the left to Cedric Hansen. 16:13 left to play, third period. Oswego and Middlebury tied. Oswego with 23 shots on net, Middlebury with 14.
Allen tried one up high. It's the time for Ash to play it back in over to Carter Allen of Oswego. Pardon me. Middlebury puck in their own zone, trying to get it out of there. Traffic near the net. And where'd the puck go? Stephen Klein has it. He covered it up, moving to his left.
15:47 left to play in the third period. This faceoff going to be to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein, who again continues to frustrate Oswego. And really, any offensive threat they get, Klein is shut down.
Tkachuk now lost it in front. Berry had it slapped away by Tkachuk. Off the side boards, Tkachuk. And it goes all the way down to the other end for an icing with 15:21 to go. Second, third period of action tied at two.
In the last couple of minutes, Klein having to come up big as Oswego starting to bring a little pressure in the third period, as it seems that maybe they've gotten that little bit of a sense of urgency that they didn't seem to have the first 4 minutes.
Chance now for Fahey coming the other way. Fahey has it deflected off his stick to Campbell of Oswego. Bellucci. After a puck deflection, Fahey dangerously close to his own net. Now loses it in front. And a good job turning away a Gillespie shot by Stephen Klein, who got a stick on it. Puck loose again in front, Oswego. Knocked away again. Middlebury's defense doing their job.
And the puck into the crowd there. 14:30 left to play third period. Jason, does it seem to you that Oswego looks a little tired in this period?
Yeah, I would say so. And considering you need to bring it in the third period, you just got to suck it up.
I don't know if it's just me. It seems that Middlebury has noticeably a lot more jump in this third period than Oswego did. That was just surprising to me. I was wondering if it was just me, because it seems like Middlebury is winning all the battles and all the races to the pucks.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And Middlebury's defense just a step quicker than Oswego's offense. But Oswego getting a couple of pretty close chances, and that's got to make you a little nervous.
Well, again, the challenge that you've got in a game like this is any time, whether you're the number one ranked team in the nation, if you're in a game like this, the closer you let another team stick around, the longer it is that bad things can happen. And so you want to make sure that you bury your opportunities, your chances when you get them. And again, Middlebury has played a tremendous weekend of hockey.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's been a great 5 1/4 periods.
Yeah, Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK. Jason, brought to everybody in part this weekend by Autumn Gold Jewelry, featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Autumn Gold Jewelry on Main Street in downtown Middlebury and at autumngoldjewelry.com. The National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Bristol, Vergennes, Brandon, Hinesburg, and online at nbvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency Incorporated, for all your insurance needs on Washington Street in Middlebury. Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. They've got parts for the car, the truck, the boat, even 18-wheelers. Lathrop Forest Products, with over 64 years of experience in the forests of Vermont. They've got the skills and capability to consistently harvest timber. Mini of Burlington, located at the Automaster on Shelburne Road, offering sales, service, and parts to Vermont and northern New York. And Broughton's Farm Supply, a full-service hardware store, offering full lines of Cub Cadet, paint, plumbing, hardware, lumber, power tools, and a whole lot more. Located in West Bridport, Vermont. And the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, experienced orthopedic surgeons specializing in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injury and bone and joint care, helping you get back in the game on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
And now we're back in the game with 14.5 to go. Third period of action. After they checked on Klein, it's Turnbull leading the charge. And now Heinrichs of Middlebury tried to feed Turnbull, but could not get it back door. Behind Middlebury's net. And now up top, up high. Down low once again. Now up top to the point for Allen. Allen trying a shot popped off the pad of Klein, trying to feed in front. Now back out to the top of the point. Campbell going to fire a shot, deflected off the pads of Klein, and it caroms into the crowd.
And the extracurricular activities behind the net. Danny Tye from Middlebury getting tied up with one of the Lakers, number 10, Cameron Berry. But fortunately for both sides, cooler heads prevailing in the faceoff to the right of Klein, who continues to stymie Oswego and their high-powered offense, allowing only two goals on 26 shots today.
13:47 to go. Third period of action, 2-2, Bruce, like you mentioned. Faceoff to the right of Klein. And won by Middlebury. Jimmy McKee played it up. And over to Lawrence. Shot! Score! Middlebury takes the lead. It looked to be Mitchell Allen. Regardless, Middlebury leads this one 3-2.
We talked about effort, and that's exactly what Middlebury has brought.
And you can hear the roar from the crowd. Wait to see who officially scored that goal, but again, it looked to be Allen off a deflection.
And I have to say, Jason, it certainly looked like he caught Hansen by surprise on that. He looked shocked that it was in the net. I don't know if he wasn't set, but Middlebury's got the lead.
Maybe it was a case of him not knowing where the puck was.
Not really sure, but for the Panthers, the magical weekend that they have continues.
And here they come again. This one turned aside. Fahey tried it. Oswego skating back the other way. Deflected off the stick of Joseph Molinaro. Allen did score. Lawrence gets credit for an assist. As well as Charlie Parsons.
So that goal is going to be Allen from Charlie Lawrence and Charlie Parsons at 6:11 of the third period, giving Middlebury the lead.
They're up 3-2 with 12:35 to go in the third period of action.
Wow, and shots on goal in the game for Oswego, 26 for Middlebury, 16. But the only real number that matters is a big one on top that says Middlebury 3-2, 12:35 left to play third period.
And again, it was another goal off of deflection, which is one of the things we've been talking about. Just create the chances, which is one thing Middlebury wasn't doing before the holiday break. They weren't creating chances. As we wait for the face-off to the left of Klein. Shot across, and how does Middlebury's mindset change, if at all?
I wouldn't change anything, to be honest with you. They've been dominating this game. I think they just called Oswego. I don't want to say he caught them napping, but that goalie, their goaltender, certainly didn't look like he was ready for that shot. And they're threatening again here.
Middlebury puck in neutral ice. Heinrich getting to it. Leaving for Turnbull. Turnbull's going to try again, and his shot sails wide left. Trevor Turnbull wanted another goal. .11:56 to go here in the third period. Middlebury 3, Oswego 2, and we've got another whistle.
Yeah, we certainly have a whistle, and I'm if I'm the Oswego coach, I'm going to take a timeout here. That's just me. I'm going to take a timeout here because you've got to get a little bit of a sense of urgency. I would not be happy with the way the effort level has been the last 30 minutes or so in this game.
And I think that's been the big difference as Deneen turns it over.
You know, but again, to answer your question, what do you change? What do you do differently? Nothing. If you're Middlebury.
Just been so much sharper the last couple days. It's really been a pleasure to watch. Now they've got to close it out. 11 and a half to go. Parsons getting to the puck on the Middlebury side of the ice. played back along for an icing chance. ...11:18 to go. Puck in Middlebury's defensive zone. Face off to the right of Klein. Allen up high, no rebound chance. A spinning puck turned aside by Klein. Mitchell Allen tried to get to it, and Charlie Lawrence played it up. Bellucci back in for Middlebury. Wobbly puck behind the Oswego net. Again, Middlebury leads 3-2, 10:40 to go in the third period. Chance now for Brunn. Carter Allen lost the puck. Kamil Tkachuk to Fahey, and he missed a point-blank chance up high. Puck will carry him down to the other end with 10:15 to play. Third period. 3-2 Middlebury. We'll have another whistle.
And that'll be an icing on Middlebury. So 10 minutes and 11 seconds left to play third period. Middlebury up 3-2. Oswego out shooting them 27-16. But again, the big story today, goaltender Stephen Klein pitching another great game, just like he did yesterday in the shutout win against St. Michael's.
And that was his second shutout of the year. Middlebury's other win came over the Tufts University Jumbos, 2-0. Behind the net of Middlebury, Heinrichs whacked it away near the right point defensively for Middlebury. Chance for Campbell in neutral ice for Oswego. And Jassani knocks into a body and knocks the puck loose off the stick of the Oswego State Lakers, who trail 3-2. Behind the net, Klein looking for the puck. Knocked away. Oswego back to the right point. Cycle down to the right corner. Shot sails wide. Campbell will retrieve for Oswego. Puck behind Middlebury's net. And another deflection by Middlebury. Getting in there looked to be Ryan Ash. Fahey knocked it back. And the puck into the left corner. Oswego with it. Trevor Turnbull over to Matt Danner. And puck loose in front for Oswego. They tried a chance, but Klein denied it again. 28 shots by Oswego, 16 by Middlebury in a 3-2 game where the Panthers lead the Lakers. Here's Danner. And no, coming away with it, Max Novick. Novick takes a tumble and loses the puck to Jimmy McKee of Middlebury. Race for the puck. Coming away with it, Middlebury. Trying to feed up high, nobody home. As Mitchell Allen couldn't find anybody. And a beautiful save made by Cedric Hansen.
And I'll say this, Jason, if Oswego comes back to do anything in this game, tie it or win it, remember that stop, because that was an unbelievable stop.
That was unbelievable. He sprawled out to his left like Spider-Man and was able to knock the puck, prevent the puck from going beneath him.
Yeah, that was a great save by Hansen, who's had a relatively quiet afternoon.
Bellucci. Over to Jeremiah. And Hansen, like you mentioned, Bruce, only faced 17 shots so far. 7:33 to go. Third period, Tkachuk played it along trying to feed Michael Fahey. Fahey loses the puck to Zizek. Zizek with it behind the net. Trying to feed up top. Middlebury's defense knocks it away again. Across to Campbell. Campbell trying to even things up. Skates with it into the left corner. Tries a wraparound shot, and it's deflected again by Klein. Puck loose. Bellucci tried to get to it, but he has no stick. Here's Turnbull. Plays a wobbly puck behind the net. Heinrichs takes a tumble. And played off the glass by Oswego. Turnbull tried to feed Heinrichs, but instead Campbell gets it back for Oswego with 6:20 to play. And another pad save for Klein. Then he brought that one in to cover it up. It was a great job.
Yeah, it certainly was. 6:16 left to play third period. Middlebury with a 3-2 lead in the championship game of the Middlebury College Holiday Classic.
Face off to the right of Klein. Shot to drive, loose behind the net, and whacked away by Middlebury. We've got 6 minutes to go. Middlebury knocking it away, trying to turn defense into offense. Here comes Charlie Parsons. And Parsons loses it in neutral ice. Down the other way for Mitchell Allen, who loses it to Matt Novick, who has 7 assists on the year. Skates up with the puck, unencumbered into neutral. Still going. Drops it off. And skating around with it for Leahy. Over to the right side, it's Carter Allen. Danner played it up for Middlebury. Pass across. A shot. And it's covered up. It was a quick wrister from Michael Fahey with 5:13 to go in the third period.
Well, this faceoff going to come to the left of Hansen, who has been busy the last couple of minutes.
Behind the net, Heinrichs whacks it away. 5 minutes to go, third period. Chance now for Carter Allen. And a great job. Middlebury's playing a fantastic game defensively. Shot up high from the point. Michael Gillespie was denied.
Delayed call coming up against Middlebury. It's an interference call. Ryan Ash going to the box for interference. So Oswego getting a chance to get the equalizer here. A lot of time left, but the way Middlebury's been playing, you get the sense that they're going to need to score soon.
They've got 4:50 to try and score. And again, 2 minutes for Ryan Ash for interference. Klein stopped all 31 shots. He faced,
and they score.
They do score.
Well, he scored that from his stomach.
Down low, Oswego evens it up. Good confirmation on who scored, but regardless, we're tied at 3.
Wow, it looked like Klein made the stop, and then somehow there were a bunch of players in front, and that goal was scored from the player's stomach. He was on the ground.
It's amazing that you can get so much power behind a shot. So no more power play because we're tied at 3. 4:43 to go. Here in regulation. Dasani played it up for Tkachuk. Kachuk played it back in. And Tyler Curry going to skate up with it right to left. Wobbly puck in front as it's a tie game here with 4:10 to go. Kachuk off the sideboards. Plays it back in time for a change for Middlebury. Huffnagel. As puck loose now for McKee behind his own net. 3:50 to go. Here in regulation. Backed away by Middlebury. Here's Turnbull trying to get to it behind his own net. And losing possession of the puck. Back the other way, chance for Dineen. Dineen to McKee. McKee loses a puck. And a shot taken wide left by Erlehi. 3:20 to go. Third period. Heinrichs skating with it. Tried to drop it off for Turnbull, who did not see that one coming. And over to the other number 20, it's Max Novick. Again, no goals, but 7 assists on the year. The freshman defender from Thornville, Ontario. Bouncing puck loose. Middlebury's offensive zone. Corralled by Cameron Berry of Oswego. Puck jammed off the sideboards and now played back in behind Middlebury's own net. Wobbly puck loose. Chance now for Allen, and he scores! Middlebury scores with 2:29 to go! Middlebury scores, and that makes it 4-3. Beautiful shot there.
Yeah, continued effort by Middlebury. They give up the go-ahead. They give up the tying goal, and then they just keep coming. They keep on coming back. 17:31 left to play third period. Middlebury back on top, 4-3.
It's like the first half of the season didn't even happen. Look at this team go. 2:25 to go to close it out. We'll get you who scored that last goal in a second. But Bruce, you have who scored that third goal for Oswego?
Yeah, the goal that Oswego scored at 15:17 of the third period, it was scored by number 16, Michael Gillespie, the assist to number 6, Tyler Curry, and number 10, Cameron Berry. That goal coming at 15:19 of the third. Again, Gillespie from Curry and Berry, 15:19, making it 3-3.
That's not the big one because Middlebury leads. Mitchell Allen, the hero right now. 2 minutes left. 2 minutes away from upsetting the number 2 team in the country. Skating even strength here. Left side going Middlebury. Campbell. Across ice to Tyler Curry. Puck loose in front. Middlebury trying to knock it away. Here's Curry. Here's Campbell now. Stephen Klein denies it again. Buck and a half to go. Heinrichs chasing the puck down behind the Oswego net. Parsons tried to leave it for Heinrichs, but it's Campbell's puck. Devin Campbell behind his own net for Tyler Curry. And here comes Oswego trying to space things out. 64 seconds to go. 1 minute of the game, third period. Puck behind Middlebury's net. Bellucci.
And the Lakers have an extra towers now. The Lakers have an extra attacker now as they pull their goalie.
Got a whistle with 40.8 to go.
That's because Middlebury iced the puck.
So it'll be a face-off with 40.8 to go.
And strategically, that's a big play because now the Lakers can get the forwards out that they want there.
And again, an empty net for Oswego.
But a lot of time. 40.8 seconds is a lot of time. And we're going to see a timeout here, which is probably a good call for... Yeah, Oswego's taking a timeout. But again, wow. What a game. What a game so far. And by the way, if you missed it, the official score, just give me the word that the fourth Middlebury goal, scored by number 26, Mitch Allen, unassisted, 17-31 of the third period. 17-31 of the third period, making it 4-3 in favor of the Panthers.
And that's where we stand right now. 33 shots for Oswego, 19 for Middlebury. But the only number that matters, the big number on top, Bruce, like you said, what do you try to do if you're Oswego?
Well, 40.1 seconds or whatever's left, 40.8 seconds is a lot of time. So you want to win the faceoff. That's the most important thing. But you want to just get some traffic in front. You want to get somebody in front of Klein because everything else he's seen today and yesterday, he stopped. So they're going to try to get, they're going to try to win the faceoff cleanly. They're gonna, probably going to try to get some traffic in front. And again, it's really important because if you lose this faceoff, the game could be over if Middlebury gets an empty net goal. So...
Faceoff will be to the right of Klein. Barry going to take it for Oswego. And Allen going to take it for Middlebury. 35 seconds left. Down low, shot deflected off the shoulder of Klein. 30 seconds left. And it floats down near the empty net. Playing it is Erlehi. 15 seconds to go. Jeremiah whacks it. 10 seconds left. Puck near neutral ice. 5 seconds to go. And Middlebury's going to win. That's it. Middlebury 4, Oswego 3. The final score from the Middlebury Holiday Classic. The Panthers upset the number 2 team in the country.
What a weekend of hockey.
You said it, partner. Middlebury celebrating behind their own net. They're pumped up.
As they should be. One of the best games that we've seen them play this season.
You're absolutely right. Again, the final goal coming from Mitchell Allen with just a couple minutes to go. Middlebury iced the puck with 40.8 seconds to go and then played that final 40.8 to conclusion as the teams get ready for the handshake line. Bruce, the best 6 periods we've seen, and what momentum to build on.
Well, we talked about that yesterday. We talked about wanting to play well in order to generate some momentum for conference play, which resumes this week. And boy, it's going to be a fun week for the Panthers in practice. They've got a lot to celebrate. They should really savor this one.
And we'll get you your official 3 stars for the game, but Stephen Klein, I'll just tell you right now, he's got to be the number 1 star.
I would say so, but we'll take a break, and we'll be back right after this. The final score from the Middlebury College Holiday Classic, the Middlebury Panthers have upset the Oswego State Lakers 4-3. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
It's the big finish at Foster Motors in Middlebury, and we are making some great year-end deals. Just announced additional rebates on many models until the end of December. Foster Motors is giving employee pricing on all remaining 2017s in stock. Get a 2017 Ram Express Crew Cab with almost $12,000 in rebates and discounts. Do you own a business? Do you need a tax write-off by December 31st? If we don't have the vehicle you need, we will find it for you. Merry Christmas from all of us at Foster Motors, and remember...
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now, back to Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Back here on 92.1, WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network, Middlebury 4, Oswego State 3. And down goes the number two team in the country, Bruce, just like that.
Well, we talked about a solid effort for Middlebury in the pregame show, and Jason, they brought it from the minute the puck dropped. They deserved to win the tournament. They deserved all the accolades we gave them this weekend. They played a great weekend of hockey.
David Bellucci and Owen Powers named to the all-tournament team, and the MVP of the tournament, to nobody's surprise, would be Stephen Klein. And I know we get to it later on, but without a doubt, Stephen Klein, our number one star of the game, because he was just fantastic, stopping really every close shot there after allowing a couple of early goals. Just was the strong line in the last line of defense for Middlebury and just did his job so well.
Yeah, the whole team did their job, but again, I think you're right. I think Stephen Klein really played a heck of a game. And I don't know about you, but I'm really excited for the rest of the season because this is a different team than the one we saw before the Christmas break.
You're exactly right. I said something might be in the water, and maybe I was right about that one.
Well, it was such a pleasure to watch. It really absolutely was a pleasure to watch. The Panthers just coming together as a team to win this tournament. And let's recap the scoring a little bit. It was 2-2 after the end of two periods of play. And then at 6:27 of the third period, Mitch Allen gave Middlebury their first lead of the game.
Face off to the right of Klein. And won by Middlebury. Jamie McKee played it up. And over to Lawrence. Shot! Goal! Middlebury takes the lead. It looked to be Mitchell Allen. Regardless, Middlebury leads this one 3-2.
We talked about effort, and that's exactly what Middlebury has brought.
And you can hear the roar from the crowd. Wait to see who officially scored that goal, but again, it looked to be Allen off a deflection.
Yeah, Charlie Lawrence and Charlie Parsons picking up assists on that goal, coming at 6:27 of the third period. But we knew that Oswego was going to bring some pressure after that. And at 15:19 of the third period, they tied it on a power play goal.
They've got 450 to try and score. And again, 2 minutes for Ryan Ash for interference. Klein stopped all 31 shots. He faced it. Now they do score.
Wow, he scored that from his stomach.
Down low, Oswego evens it up. Good confirmation on who scored, but regardless, we're tied at 3.
Yeah, Michael Gillespie with the goal from his stomach, a power play goal. Tyler Curry picking up the assist along with number 10, Cameron Berry. That goal at 15-19 of the third period, which Jason, as you know, was going to set up for an absolute wild finish. And then at 17-31, Mitch Allen put the icing on the cake.
Wobbly puck loose. Chance now for Allen, and he scores! Middlebury scores with 2:29 to go! Middlebury scores, and it makes it 4-3.
And that, as they say in sports, that was it. That was it. What an exciting game, huh?
I don't think I've ever been speechless before in the radio. I'm just not sure what to say. Just something different from this team. You can just feel the vibe. Optimism is in the air, and winning is on the ice.
Yeah, that's a good point. Again, it's been an exciting weekend. Middlebury winning the Middlebury College Holiday Classic, beating and upsetting the Oswego State Lakers 4-3. A lot of accolades to talk about. We'll get to the three stars of the game. We're going to take a break. But the final score from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, Middlebury wins its own tournament, beating the Oswego State Lakers 4-3. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Thinking about a newer used car? Before you start shopping, be prepared. Here are 5 reasons why you should think about Vermont Federal Credit Union for the financing of your next vehicle. Reason number 1, they have amazing rates on auto loans, among the lowest you'll find anywhere. That means more car for less money. Number 2, Vermont Federal Credit Union offers flexible terms with options up to 8 years. 3, their PaySaver Auto Loan Program. It's like a lease, but better. You own the vehicle and can save up to 40% on your monthly payment. And it's for used vehicles, too. 4, they're so convenient. You can apply online, sign online, and close online. It's that easy with DocuSign. And 5, you'd look really good in that shiny new ride. Go to VermontFederal.org and get pre-qualified for an auto loan today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Desabre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabre on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network. Middlebury coming away with the victory over Oswego State, a 4-3 final score. Time now for our three stars of the game, and number 3 has to be David Belushi.
Yeah, you're right, Jason. Good call. He had a goal and an assist in the game today. Also played well yesterday.
He is our third star. What do you got for number two?
Our number two star, to me, I'm not sure. I'm having a little bit of trouble deciding, but I do think that it has to go to Mitch Allan for scoring that game-winning goal.
I think you're right. I think that's a good call. So he is our second star, and there's really no doubt who the number one star of this game, this tournament was. Number 31, goaltender Stephen Kline, stopping 33 of the 36 shots that were taken on him today. Winning the game, really, for the Panthers, keeping them in it at times when there was some lapses, because Oswego State was threatening, but he kept them off the board enough to win the game, and he is our number one star.
And we say it all the time, goaltender in hockey, you can't stop a hot goaltender, the most important position in sports. And all of Middlebury, really, hats off to them on this great weekend. And it's really a sign of momentum and a sign of things to come, is it not?
Well, we talked about this yesterday during the pregame show. We were talking about some of the keys for Middlebury, about wanting to get some momentum going for the new year. And one of the things that we mentioned is, like, right now, if I'm Middlebury, I want to play immediately. Like, I want to play as soon as possible, because you can see that this team is ready to move up in the standings in the NESCAC. And I'll be honest with you, after what I've seen this weekend, I think this is a very dangerous team in the NESCAC in terms of playoff possibilities.
And going forward in the NESCAC, they're going to have a couple of games coming up this weekend.
Yeah, next weekend it'll be Wesley and Trinity who come in here to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. On Friday night, they'll take on Wesleyan at 7 o'clock. We'll have the pregame show here at WBTK at 6:30. And then on Saturday, they take on Trinity. The Bantams come in at 3 o'clock. The pregame show at 2:30. And just looking ahead a little bit, Plattsburgh after that, Norwich, Colby, Bowdoin, Conn College, Tufts. So again, Middlebury sitting currently in ninth place in the NESCAC, but I think that that is going to change, and I think it's going to change relatively quickly.
Yeah, again, Middlebury, just an inspired team, and the passing today was so crisp, too. That's something that we really harped on.
Well, everything that we talked about them having to do, they did. Yeah. They stayed out of the box. They played with aggression. They scored in the second and third periods. Everything that I think their coaching staff probably wanted them to do, they were able to do this weekend, and I think it's very exciting. You know, we talked about this at the start of the season, that a season has ebbs and flows. It's got periods where you're not playing well. They really needed to start playing well to get a new year off on a positive foot, and they just came out, and they, in my mind anyway, exceeded everybody's expectations. I thought they would win yesterday. I thought they would beat St. Michael's. But I didn't know what to expect today, because Oswego came in and they really put the hurt down on Newman yesterday, outshooting them 54-18, beating them 6-2. But Middlebury just came in here and played the perfect game and won their own tournament. It was fun to watch.
So 4-3, the final score. Middlebury improving now to 3-7 on the year. Oswego falling to 9-2-1. For Bruce Zeman, I'm Jason Wexler. Jimmy Tai back in our 92.1 WVTK studios on the One Credit Union Radio Network. We'll see you next Saturday, 6:30, pregame puck drop. Again, 4-3 the final score. Middlebury victorious in the Middlebury Holiday Classic.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Lethra Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.